Welcome to the world of Cool Kids.
Hi, I'm Frankie Tees. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of Season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tease, T-E-E-S. Welcome to episode 88 of Frankie Files Podcast. I'm Frankie Tees. Thanks for joining me again on this journey about cults, cult thinking, coercion, abuse, and mind control. Why cover the story of Kathy O'Brien up top for those of you just joining us? Well, for me, the awareness Kathy has of her programming under mind control is more astute than any I've ever heard. The time Kathy O'Brien has spent as an ex-White House operative with CIA whistleblower Mark Phillips makes the tools of the story able to help those of us who've lived through things under varying degrees of a similar nature. If you're a cult survivor, adult child of a cult, you can find bells going off throughout her book. Neither of us went to NASA or the White House like Kathy did. But the type of control used is where I tend to focus during this story. It's so they can abuse and use a person with no regard for their life and no one to have to answer to. To be cruel, to take risks with the person because they've determined that the life of the slave, like cults do to us, is worthless. How many times did you hear, "You're worthless without the master, without God, without Jesus, etc.?" Well, it's quite the same. That programming and indoctrination led us to servitude. Now, in this story, we left off heading out of chapter 11 into 12. Kathy has been upgraded by the 80s, rosy-cheeked Republican president, given implants, made a toy to suit him and the adult porn films he forces her to make. He never hurts her, she says in the book. He has other people do it. Yeah, confirming to me if they think no one is looking, what men will do. Yikes. And women too, as I directly experienced in my story. However, men are running the trafficking, drugs, guns, blackmail ring, which fund the entire agenda of the corrupt portion of the United States government, as Kathy has laid out. We find out all agencies are involved in the covert sale of people, drugs, and guns, and some of Kathy's programming is so she can be mind-controlled in these black ops. She was cleared for psyops. She was a sex slave ordered by the president to troops, group sex, for 3 years on a tour. This is okay with them. She's launched without her consent, as usual, into the next level, Operation Carrier Pigeon. I'm by no means catching all parts of this story. It's quite elaborate. But this was the next major thing on my list, one I noted. Kathy toured the troops and was still under the future Vice President of Bush Jr.'s control and took orders from him via the sadistic man called Aquino, Lieutenant Colonel Aquino. And she's again fed the old, "You have been selected." God, that's triggering to me. You're in utter tortured state. You're traumatized, have lost all sense of self, and you're hearing the crazy words, "You're a chosen one. You're selected." It's very surreal. So, quote, the future vice president stated, "You have been selected from the flock, parenthesis of programmed slaves, and parenthesis, for the carrier pigeon operation for the purpose of carrying messages from point A to point B as ordered. Pigeons, once they fly the coop, can find no freedom in flight, but carry out their task of delivering their message from point A to point B by the shortest possible route, a direct route. I will direct your route and you will deliver messages as ordered." Kathy describes more in the opening of chapter 12 as the cryptic pigeon language utilized by all participants in the operation was intermixed with Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, and Genie in the Bottle cryptic programming themes. While pigeon meant messenger, carrier pigeon referred to the United States Air Force aircraft that actually transported the arms and drugs. Pigeon droppings included sometimes multinational dispersal of the arms and drugs after they reached their destination. Pigeonholing meant covering up the criminal activity. Kathy goes on to say, these definitions, as I understood them then, understand them now, may well include deeper, more diverse meanings than I have perceived, end quote. The contact Philip Habib, and to recall Houston, the country music guy, Alex Houston, who is now her husband and handler for Senator Byrd. Okay, Houston has Kathy delivered to Habib to deliver the message she has for Habib for the president regarding the Contras. She had a meeting with Habib in Atlantic City. She delivered secrets and coordinates for a drug deal with the CIA and Habib. She was further programmed and raped brutally. They seem to enjoy each other's actual mental routines installed in Kathy. The real thinking here is revealed. Women are sex things, to serve them. She was made to in ways that should be immediately punished with life in prison. The men leave marks and sniff each other's remnants like animals in a very nuanced, sophisticated game of human enslavement. For fun and enjoyment, the escalation of films she's made to do is another story of its own. Like the recent sex cult leader sentenced to life in prison this year, Eligio Bishop. These men enslaved, raped at will, and impregnated women, this is no different. Why then is a black man in Atlanta, Georgia, given life in prison? And yet Lieutenant Aquino, Cox, multiple presidents who abused her, her handler and owner Senator Byrd, have never ever served time for reasons of national security. Now this horrific character saw Kathy as a prize porn product he got to play with. Of course, with pimp blessings from Senator Byrd, Kathy's owner. Habib used Alice in Wonderland programming, Through the Looking Glass, internationally recognized relation to NASA Mirror Time Infinity Space programming. Kathy states that it's used for instant disassociation of programmed participants. Operation Carrier Pigeon used these themes because Habib designed it. As often, Kathy is electrocuted for transport to the White House and attending a party then with 30 people upon becoming conscious. Kathy was paraded by Habib to the King of Saudi Arabia that night. The king used NASA hypnotic words on her. I wonder who else has the hypno language been given to. She was prostituted to the king as Habib watched. As electrocuted and raped by Habib next, she was programmed for her next message to Noriega, the meeting with Genie in a Bottle programming. Wait, I remember that show, I Dream of Genie. And there was a lot of disappearing, wiggling her nose, coming in and out. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. So a note from your host here. So Kathy has discussed in this book that they didn't invent the themes they're using, but that they take them and use them as their own. They co-opt the themes. I think this is a really important point I want to emphasize as we review the book. I mean, Disney may not have started as corrupt, but it was compromised at some point into what it became. and their own movies and films and plots used on children. Plots, imagery are easily made into what these programmers desire. So, sadly, works which we love and are great musicians, films, books, are co-opted and meaning overridden in them to create a manipulation, a narrative. It's really sadistic and ruins everything good. It's the occult technique, really, for some time. Kathy had to go with Alex Houston now after her all-night torture with the Saudi king and Habib. She arrived to a secret island with Houston and walked to an area behind it, concealing Noriega and his yacht. Kathy and Houston will be collecting heroin and cocaine in a large load. She's also led to Noriega to deliver a message from the king of Saudi Arabia, which was implanted in her brain the night before. She spoke of Cuba to Noriega on his black mirror shiny boat. Noriega lost the Saudi Arabia business that day. He wasn't upset, she reported. Houston and her return to the port of Miami and an operative named Busto was there to act as immigration. Money made on this was to fund arms to Saudi Arabia. Lots of things at play here. At the White House, the future vice president used his penis as a weapon of mass destruction on Kathy while he gave her drugs and confined her in a chamber all night. The assault brought her to the CIA-paid gynecologist who covered for her abusers who did this to her. She was rushed to the next meeting, not yet recovered, from the future vice president, electrocutions and physical assault. This is the guy who'd dislodged her jaw previously to accommodate his penis. Kathy O'Brien's jaw is permanently damaged to this day. You can see it on film in her documentary. She has chronic TMJ due to it being broken by this man, this perpetrator. I wonder if his daughter understands him. Cut to chapter 13, where a day drinking, rosy-cheeked president and future vice president of Bush Jr. sat discussing the Ali North event. To quote the rant of the president, he went on and said, "It's not law and order. No, it's order and then law. Order must come first because without it, law would be ineffective. Sometimes we must rise above and beyond the law to establish that order or a new world order. As president, that is my responsibility," he rambled. "Establish order through democracy by spreading democracy throughout the world. With order, there's peace," end quote. And to comment, we can see now how they're using what was created over many decades. This new world order is being put upon us. Kathy mentions here that she's still in touch with the past president, who was involved with her father and Michigan crime, which got her into all this in the first place. It is revealed that he broke her and many of her siblings. It's President Ford. But the current 80s rosy-cheeked president sent her to give the pedo-porn king President Ford a message. The entire time she repeated cryptic rhyming phrases to her receptor unencrypted by her brain. She recited the messages as he played golf with her. Kathy is in and around her family at her father's property during this, and she's hypno-triggered to receive messages to get back to the current president in the 80s. The whole time, everyone involved acts like it's normal. It's normal to use words to switch someone's personality like a dial. And all we thought about the corruption of the Catholic Church is confirmed here and then some. Project Monarch used boys too, and in chapter 13, it's revealed the wayward boys at Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, were being sexually abused in accordance with Project Monarch. One of the abused people named Alex Houston during the Franklin Kathy delivered a message to Noriega and Ollie North on a ship. The president would do his best to protect them if they cease all detectable activity. Aquino was on hand. To celebrate the Iran-Contra success, he did demonstrations using Kathy, his presidential model. He switched her personality on command. Noriega got very spooked, looking at the multiple personalities demo as demonic possession. Noriega thought of Aquino as a devil working for the U.S. rosy-cheeked president. Aquino showed him the Baphomet carved into her chest and continued freaking him out. After the fear-inducing demonstration being used to scare Noriega to stop drug ties, as ordered by the U.S. president, Kathy returned to check on her little girl. The future vice president of Bush Jr. had threatened her. If she didn't do everything right, he'd cut off her daughter's ear. She looked and the girl had both. This episode is brought to you by my Teespring store. Just find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S. I'm now on Teespring and Printify. There you'll find the links. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae, with some whimsy thrown in for good measure. See Frankie Tees on TikTok and follow the free coloring download project too. It's survivor therapy. So yeah, get a tea from Frankie Tees. T-E-E-S. We're in 1982, and the future Arkansas governor and later U.S. president is back in the picture. They were at a fair by the CIA Near Death Trauma Center where slaves were conditioned and programmed, she says. And to clarify, there wasn't a blue or red agenda here. There is, throughout Kathy's story, a New World Order agenda. One, she says, doesn't favor either party and involves both. She names people who were recruited from the Council on Foreign Relations and Yale's Skull and Bones. The Arkansas activities were in league with neighboring Missouri crimes. There were talks of moving CIA cocaine operations nearer to the Lampe area, where there was an operation in place already, and the location where a most dangerous game was played. You know, where they hunt humans. The future governor of Arkansas and future president of the U.S. told the local guy he should link up with the CIA drug ops. That there will always be a market for drugs controlled by those criminals implementing their New World Order. As she was taken out, Kathy was led to the wife of the future president and governor of Arkansas. She accessed her sex programming after seeing the Baphomet mutilation of her vagina. Not only was she aware of slave programming, she spoke as if Kathy were not even there. The White House now began with Kathy's daughter, Kelly. They had from birth, but it was about to get worse. To name a main abuser, Bush Sr. abused Kelly violently. George Bush Sr. is named in Chapter 15, while the rosy-cheeked president introduced little Kelly to Bush Sr., who dressed like Mr. Rogers from the past TV show for kids, the oversized cardigan sweater, and canvas boat shoes. Trigger warning, please get the kids out of earshot and put in the headset if no other choice, and or pause this and pick it up later. This section is not for kids. George Bush Sr. tortured and sodomized the toddler daughter of Kathy O'Brien, who was under 5 years old. Let it be known. Too many of us understand that pedophiles and their disrespect for life are running the United States government and other countries. This is why the laws are what they are. For one, there should be no statute of limitations. Their ideology is truly destructive. This is what's wrong with TV, film, music, and propaganda that we're flooded with in the United States and the world. Bush Sr., as revealed by Kathy O'Brien in the film Trance, The Kathy O'Brien Story by director Adrian Youngblood. Kathy let us know things she overheard while under the influence of mind-numbing electrocution, sleep deprivation, and drugs, as well as physical exhaustion, no more than 2 hours a night's sleep ongoing, while using the writing deprogramming method that Mark Phillips implemented based on CIA mind sciences of his time in CIA. He is a whistleblower, and now he is deceased. May he rest in peace. Kathy remembered times, people, dates, names without interruption, and this is the document we're reading in the book. It's a lot. One of the things she cites from a conversation with Bush Sr. is that he believes sexual abuse of young people gives them a sensibility. You really do have to wonder what he did to his own kids. Bush Jr. is someone Kathy had named in the documentary as being someone tortured to become a Manchurian candidate, while his vice president played owner a la MK Ultra. As this took place, the future vice president of Bush Jr. flipped the hourglass to remind Kathy that one false move and little Kelly was dead. And some of the most cultish words I've ever seen strung together came next out of the president's mouth, alongside of threats to her daughter and the rest. Quote, "By strategically placing an American patriot dedicated to the cause of spreading democracy in all parts of the world, we can influence the thinking of every nation's leader and paint for them a picture of freedom and American values that they'll never forget. They'll spread it to the people, and the whole planet will be of one mind, one purpose, one cause, freedom." This is what the rosy-cheeked president believed. Kathy had to leave the White House with her daughter and go to the vice president of Mexico. The daughter suffering vomiting and headaches from rape and electrocution. The severity and demands are 100% on both mother and daughter in this scenario ongoing. And this is the choice made when men think no one but them are looking. 100% inner circle cult protocols. And anything goes. You're listening to The Frankie Files. FrankieFilesPodcast.com. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S.